minds aching with information. My feet were tired. I saw City Hall, I saw every place in town. I saw cafes and bars, I saw musical stars. I saw his face. Hey Crawford, look what you've done. Hey Crawford, you're gonna make another one. Hey Crawford, watch them grow. Hey Crawford, don't you know you inspire me. Look what you did. Your car unlocked and no one cared. You just stepped out and I heard someone call your name. You said that happens a lot. It'll be someone I saw. Hey Crawford, look what you've done. Hey Crawford, you're gonna make another one. Hey Crawford, watch them. Hey Crawford, hey Crawford, hey Crawford, hey Crawford, turn
That's the Red Dirt Skinners with the song Hey Crawford from their soon-to-be-released album Under Utopian Skies. Featuring multi-instrumentalists Sarah Skinner and Rob Skinner, the band have become big favourites on both the British blues and country scene. But with influences that range from Pink Floyd and Supertramp to Crosby, Stills and Nash and John Prine, they really do have an across-the-board appeal. Renowned for their soaring choruses, fabulous soprano sax solos, and clever thought-provoking lyrics, the title of the new project reflects on their love for their new home in Canada after emigration in 2017. We caught up with Sarah and Rob Skinner at home in Ontario to chat about the new project. How are you guys doing today?
We're great. How are you, Jen?
Great to be able to talk to you. I have to say, I'm so pleased that you have finally made the move to Canada. I know that was something you were really looking forward to. I was also very excited to get this new album, Under Utopian Skies. I guess that is quite clearly how you feel about now living in the wonderful country of Canada. And we started off with the song Hey Crawford, and I'm pretty sure, having listened to that song a few times, That song is kind of tied up in the move to Canada, isn't it?
It is, actually, yes. The song is written about someone who's become a real good friend of ours, somebody we met at our very first show in Canada back in 2015, a retired school teacher who took us on a tour around Toronto and was very clearly a very inspiring influence on us and on his students, because every time we'd be walking through the town, every now and again we'd hear someone call his name, and it was someone that he used to teach, you see. So he was a very memorable teacher, which is where we get the title Hey Crawford, because that's what they shouted.
And I think you've been here for a year now, haven't you?
That's right, yeah, a year and a week.
And how does it feel to have settled in? I think, and if I remember rightly, you're living in quite a beautiful area of Ontario as well, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We're exactly halfway between Toronto and Ottawa, in a pretty rural location. And it's a massive change for us, but we're absolutely thrilled to be here. It was a great decision.
So tell us a little bit about coming up with the songs for this project.
It's a collection of songs that basically there's a great deal of love for our new home here. There's a song called This House, and there's another one called Here With You. And it's just, we are so excited to be here. We're so honoured that we were given residency. It's just a gushing collection of songs about our love for Canada.
Are these songs that you've written since you arrived, or were there songs that you've written on previous visits? I know, I think you probably had, what, three or four visits to Canada before you made the decision that you'd like to come and live here?
That's right. I think we had three tours here before we actually applied to immigration, but we did two further tours while we were waiting as well. The songs, before we actually moved, I think they were all certainly started before we moved. Sarah tends to start the songs, and then we get together, and she'll play me what she's got so far, and then we'll work together on completing it. So I am allowed a little influence in there as well. but in terms of completion, I don't think any of them were completed before we moved, were they? But we've been recording demos for those songs for probably a year before they were completed.
Now, you have a very interesting history, because your music has been fated on the British blues scene as well as the country scene. I think you've also received nominations on the folk side as well. But your influences are so much broader than that. I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, Pink Floyd are in there, Supertramp's in there, Crosby, Stills and Nash is in there, and John Prine. And I think on this album, you actually cover a Pink Floyd song, don't you?
We do. We're absolutely honoured to have been given permission to cover Comfortably Numb, which we've got on this album.
Which is a remarkable song in its own right. The thing I love about your version is the fact that there's only two of you on it. But because you're both multi-instrumentalists, you have the capacity to make the sound so much bigger. And having seen you play live a few times, one of the things that really comes through is it's the way you make such a big sound for two people. It does really blow my mind.
Thank you. The studio album is the studio recording is very different to the live version. We decided we were going to spend our very first winter in Canada recording this album, and it was a really long winter. So there's loads of extra. There's a full drum kit. There's bass, guitar. There's keyboards. There's strings. There's piano. Lots of extra voices. So the winter just kept going, so we just kept adding more tracks.
And is it your love of progressive rock like that that really encourages you to bring in all of these instruments? You know, the piano, to me being very prominent this time. Obviously, the superb sax solos are still there. Do you like to kind of layer this when you put an album together like this?
Yeah, we really do. It's a lot of the things that we did on this new record is very new to us. I mean, this is the first time we've actually recorded a proper acoustic drum kit. We've been very sparing with keyboard work before as well, and there's a lot more keyboard on this. I think, if I remember right, the Comfortably Numb song, I think, contained 32 different instrument tracks, including vocals. So there was a bit of a difference between that and the live show. It's only, I think, seven at most, isn't it, the live show? It's been a good learning experience for us because, yeah, like I said, there's a lot of things we've done differently this time, with backing vocals and an additional instrument. instrumentation. Yeah, so a good challenge, a good new challenge.
Now, unfortunately, because of the length of Comfortably Numb, we're not going to be able to play it during this interview, but I do want to encourage our listeners to check out the album Under Utopian Skies and check out that song. I will certainly try and find time to play it on another show. I want to play another song that I think really does allow your influences to come to the fore, and that is Blossom and Rain. But before we get there, I want to give you a chance just to talk about that song.
It's about some time that we spent in Brussels, in Belgium. Our friend drove us into the city and then gave us directions to catch the bus back to her house. And she's overcomplicated when she gives directions, which meant that we got very, very confused and we got off the bus way too early. And the moment we did, the heavens opened and it was absolutely pouring with rain. It's the heaviest rain I think I've ever seen. And we were running down the road and we were absolutely soaking and laughing our heads off. And all the blossom was coming off of all the trees at the same time. There was just this river of pink and silver running down the road. And it just inspired us to write a song about, well, just getting off the bus too early. So.
And can you speak about the arrangement of this song? Because this is a song that has several parts to it. And, you know, when we're thinking about influences, it did remind me a little bit of the wonderful music that Supertramp produced.
Wow, that's a compliment. Thank you. Well, as far as instrumentation goes, we've got the regular guitar and sax and the drums. I think we had some backing vocals on there. And if I remember right, I think there was about eight backing vocal tracks in that as well. What else have we got on that track? We've got the key, the piano is in there as well, introduction of the piano. I think what we enjoyed with that track was how it starts off with just the piano. The sax comes in very gently in the background, and then by the time the song is over, then all the extra tracks have come in. And if you listen to the last 10 seconds and compare it to the first 10 seconds, it's hard to believe it's the same song. But we just enjoyed building it throughout the track.
Let's play that just now. This is the Red Dirt Skinners with the song Blossom and Rain from their wonderful new album, Under Utopian Skies. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Rain don't stop, rain don't stop, rain.
That's the Red Dirt Skinners with Blossom and Rain from their great new album, Under Utopian Skies. Sarah Skinner and Rob Skinner are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today, chatting about the new album and the fact that they're going to become Canadian, I'm fairly sure. They do love the country of Canada. This new album really does show their love for Canada and its provinces. I want to talk a little bit about the live show and how the new album fits into that, because you've been here a year now. Some of these songs, I think you're already playing in concert, aren't you?
Well, we had to be kind of strategic with picking which songs we could actually put in the live show, because we've been doing Blossom and Rain, and I think there's four songs from this album that we've been playing live, and Comfortably Numb was one that we were playing live for probably the best part of a year before we made a decision to ask Pink Floyd's publishers if we could record it. So that's been in the set for a while. Lay Me Down is another song on this album, which is a re-recording of a version that we originally recorded it back in 2012 on our album Home Sweet Home, a much more simplified version back then. And now we've got this developed sound that we thought we'd give that one another go. And the fourth song we've been playing live is I can't really think of what the fourth song is. Oh, it's Under Utopian Skies. Of course, it's the title track. And those were the two extra ones that we feel that we could still represent in the live show. So yeah, some of the others, the use of rhythms and things, and there's an instrumental song in there, which I don't believe we've done an instrumental before, with a kind of crazy prog rock kind of title.
Yeah, that is an isolated episode of Transient Global Amnesia. Which is a great title, and I would agree with you. Definitely sounds like it comes from prog rock. Does that mean in the future that we're going to expect to see you diversifying more? I mean, I also notice on the tracks on this album, some of them are getting longer. I think the shortest one comes in at 4 minutes. You know, we have Comfortably Numb at 8 minutes and 41 seconds, and then the instrumental at 6:16. Are we going to expect that eventually we're going to have a Red Dirt Skinners album with, a song that would be one side of a vinyl LP?
Well, it was a long winter, so we did. It depends. I mean, next time we come to recording a new album, it will depend entirely on the weather. Perhaps, we were still getting used to the winter here, so we stayed indoors and we wrote long songs. Who knows?
So the live show, I mentioned that the remarkable thing about catching you play live is the fact that you really sound like there's more than two people on stage. When you talk about the way that you are developing your sound and I think you talked in the notes that you sent me in this, the fact that you feel that this is your most mature album. Do you think eventually the live show will change to allow you to bring more instruments in, perhaps? Considering, having one or two other people join you on stage?
We have considered that, yes. And it's something we've considered right from the start, 7 years ago when we first put the band together, that if it got to the point where we could, employ maybe a drummer and a bass player or even a keys player as well, it's certainly a possibility. And one of the things that we enjoy about the business is that because it's just the two of us, there's no one else to worry about, or is that person going to quit, or have they learnt the songs properly, or anything like that, or are they available for that show? It works really well just the two of us. So we have considered maybe if we're touring across the country, if we can get in touch with a local session musician and employ them for one or two shows, see if that would work. It's certainly something we've talked about, and it is a possibility. There's no immediate plans as of yet, but it's certainly something that we wouldn't say no to. Absolutely.
We'll chat about your upcoming tour and then the release plans for the album. The album will be released at the end of September. But let's squeeze another track in before we get there. I would like to play Lay Me Down because I know it's one of the songs you do play live, a fabulous song. And as you mentioned, a slightly different arrangement, a fuller arrangement on this album. This is the Red Dirt Skinners with Lay Me Down from their wonderful new album, Under Utopian Skies. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
it's through. Lay me down to sleep right next to you. I can cope with it, I got you. Lay me down to sleep just like they said. Lay me down to sleep, need some rest. Right by my side, I feel blessed.
That's the Red Dirt Skinners with Lay Me Down from their new album Under Utopian Skies. Sarah Skinner and Rob Skinner are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. They'll be releasing the new album at the end of September. And Sarah and Rob, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your plans for the release of the album and then touring up through the rest of the year.
Yeah, we've made a decision to do the album launch in our new hometown. Bit of an unusual decision. Everyone said, oh, you should release it in Toronto or Ottawa or whatever. But we're trying to build a community of people that love our music and that we can mix with and we can be friends with. And it just felt right to do it in our hometown. So we've hired the town hall. The mayor has got involved. So I think it's the first thing to happen in our town, to be honest. So the album comes out officially on the 28th of September. The album launch concert is on the 29th of September at the Town Hall in Marlborough. And then we've got a handful of Ontario shows before we head out west for October. We've taken the winter off again and we're back in the UK in March, April next year. And as far as 2019 is concerned, we've already got shows booked in quite a few in Ontario, obviously. And we're heading out west towards the end of the year as well.
What about the setup at your new place? I know that you were very interested in production, not just for your own music, but also for other people. Are you planning to continue production while in Canada too?
Absolutely, yes. The new album was recorded entirely in our new studio here. We have had a few clients into the studio to record. It's slowly getting there, but I mean, we only moved into this house in November and we started recording January 1st, so there wasn't a lot of setup time because when we moved here, we actually sold everything we own in the UK. So there was no container of furniture arriving here at any point. We turned up with our four suitcases and that was it, that we'd moved in. So we had to spend a lot of that time disappearing off to buy sofas and beds and tables and things and get the house all kitted out. So by the time we'd actually started recording, we'd only been here 5 weeks or 6 weeks. So it was a kind of a rush job to get things started. But I think the staff at our local Long & McQuaid store were very pleased to see us walk in every time we did because they knew we were going to walk out with pretty much all they had in stock.
If people want to learn more about the Red Dirt Skinners, how can they do that?
You can have a look at our website. It's quite simply reddirtskinners.com, or we're on Facebook and Twitter. It's just Red Dirt Skinners.
That's wonderful. We have one thing left to do, and that's to pick the next song to play. I thought it should be This House, which is the final track on the new album, Under Utopian Skies. Tell us a little bit about the song, and I'm going to get you to do the introduction.
This House was written within weeks of us moving here. It's the only song on the album that wasn't even started before we came to Canada. I was looking out the window, standing at the kitchen window, and there were six deer standing in the snow, and it just felt like absolute paradise. We're pretty rural, we've got 6 acres, we've got no neighbours, and the song is just about how much we love it here, and it's our little piece of paradise.
So this is the song, This House, by Red Dirt Skinners from the new album, Under Utopian Skies. Thanks for listening.
This is the